What's up, guys?
Jim Brennan. Let's take questions in the room first, then we'll go to Zoom. Robin, kick things off, please.
This is some comments about today's game, and also the fact that this is the fourth tie in a row that you guys have played against them. What makes you so close?
Look, it's always a competitive game when we play Halifax. They're very similar. They've got some quality players. We do as well, and it's just the way the games go. You just try to find that little bit of magic to get past them. And obviously, look, we thought we had it in the end there. When Seba puts it in, there was no foul on the goalkeeper. So that was disappointing, as you can see from the replay. And then the last time we played them, you know, they called a penalty on us when it clearly wasn't a penalty. So we've lost really 4 points playing against them and by calls that shouldn't have been. But... look, they're always good games when we play Halifax.
We saw you that you were celebrating that second goal from your side. But after that, how do you see the rest of the game? How the game developed?
Well, I thought it was, you know, after we scored that second goal, yeah, of course we were celebrating, but we felt something else was going to be coming. You know, we had that one big scramble in the box there where I think everybody had a shot and just couldn't put it in, and then we had a few corners that came after that, and then, like I said before, then, you know, the one that Seba scores, I thought was a great delivery, and he does well to finish it, but just disappointing that they called a foul on it.
Giancarlo?
What did you make of Petrasso playing a full game today? We also saw Rivero off the left wing. Like, how did you think that play developed between the two?
I thought they did very well tonight. I thought Alvaro played very well. I thought Seba did excellent as well when he came on. He caused problems. And Mikey was good. Mikey was, every time he got it, he was looking to get forward, make something happen, be creative. And that's where Mikey's at his best. And he kept on finding those little pockets and little spaces that we look to get him on, especially, you know, five, 6 yards off his defender so he can get a turn and go. So I thought Mikey was very good. And you could see his game intelligence today.
Any further questions in the room, guys, before we turn it over to some Zoom questions? Good. Nate, over to you, please.
Thank you, guys. Emily or Brandon?
Great, we're good. Gaff, you're done.
Nice. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, guys, I think you know the drill at this stage. Don't have to constantly be repeating myself. Robin, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, this is the fourth time in a row that you've played these guys, and they've all ended up in ties. Is there some reason that you were so close with against them when you play?
Yeah, well, I think the last two times we've played them, we've had a slow start. Definitely doesn't help, but, yeah, I mean, they're a point behind us, and you know it's a big game for both teams every time we play them. So, you know, I mean, it's a big game. To get a tie out of it is not the worst thing, but yeah, I think the slow start is definitely, you know, why we've not been able to get a result the last two times.
Luis,
This was the first time in a couple weeks that you had an entire week to prepare for this game. Do you think that had something to do with your slow start after being so constantly having to be focused? You had a couple of days off, so do you think that had to do something with the fact that you didn't have a very good start?
Yeah, maybe. I think definitely having a week off, or a week, not a full week, but at this point in the schedule, it doesn't really feel like a week off. It goes by very quick. And you know, we have a lot of games in a short amount of time, and the rest, you know, it's not quite as much as you'd like, but yeah, having a week off, it could have been the reason for the sluggish start, but you know, we just gotta move on to the next game because we play it Friday again.
It looks like there's very little between the teams playing each other, you know, within days. What do you think could be that decisive factor in clinching the playoff spot for the team?
Yeah, it's very very close right now. I think definitely the big games on the schedule are the games where we cross over and play the West Coast teams. I think those are kind of the deciding games. You know, you play against a Halifax or an Ottawa four or five times, and when you're playing the West Coast teams once, those games make a difference. So definitely have those ones marked.
Any further questions in the room before we go to Zoom? Oh, we've got one from Luis.
Yeah, this is probably the other one. Could you tell us a bit your perspective being on the pitch of how the game developed?
Yeah, I think, again, definitely in the first half, a slow start. And, you know, we're trying to get some momentum back. Definitely tough, but when halftime came, we you know, had a talk with the boys, and we knew we had to bring more energy in the second half. So I think in the second half, we came out. We were on top of them right away. We had a little switch tactically, and I think that was a big reason why we had more momentum, and it helped us a lot.
Nate, we're good for the Zoom questions. Terrific. Now, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us today.